Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. According to figures from the Health Administration, as reported by RBB, many Berliners are not taking up the offer to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Almost half of them who have been invited in writing to be vaccinated have not yet made an appointment. Per the report, the Health Administration sent out a total of a little over 1,670,000 written invitations, and about 813,000 have not made an appointment, noting that some of the invitations have just gone out. Additionally, the Senate's invitations make up only a portion of the vaccination offer. Those who work in a hospital, in nursing, or at a school, for example, receive their vaccination code directly from their employer. FDP parliamentary group leader Sebastian Chaya believes it is, quote, frightening that so far only about half of those who have received an invite to be vaccinated have also made an appointment, unquote. On a more positive note, once vaccination appointments are made, they are almost always kept. Only 0.77% of appointments at vaccination centers had to be canceled because people did not show up. What the response from the Health Administration also shows is that some of the vaccine in Berlin had to be thrown away. By mid-March, 2,533 vaccine doses had been disposed of. There are many reasons for this. According to the Senate, 204 doses could not be used elsewhere because of the very short-term AstraZeneca vaccination freeze. Personnel made errors when preparing the vaccine or dropped doses on the floor, and in a few individual cases, the expiration date had not been met. Chaya emphasized that it must not get to the point that vaccine must be tossed because it's out of date, and is calling upon the Senate to set up a digital waiting list for those willing to be vaccinated who, according to the prioritization list, aren't actually on it yet. Very short-term appointments could then be given to this group before vaccine is thrown away. According to the annual report of the Recherche und Informationsstelle Antisemitism, or RIAS, which was presented yesterday in Berlin, in 2020, an average of just under 3 anti-Semitic incidents occurred in the capital every day. RIAS documented a total of 1,004 anti-Semitic incidents for the entire year. That's 118 more than the previous year, an increase of 13.3%. The increase occurred, quote, despite the pandemic's profound restrictions on public life and reduction in interpersonal contact, unquote. The majority were 770 cases of hurtful behavior, that is, an anti-Semitic statement directed at Jews, Israelis, or Jewish or Israeli institutions. This includes both online insults or damage directly addressed to person or institutions, and vandalism with anti-Semitic slogans or symbols, for example. The report also details 123 anti-Semitic mass postings, that is, statements made visible to a larger group of people, such as comments in internet forums or on social networks. Furthermore, RIAS recorded 51 threats, 43 targeted damage to property, and 17 physical attacks. In total, 348 people were affected, 18 more than in 2019. At 186, nearly 20% of the known incidents are related to the corona pandemic, including one case of targeted damage to property, two threats, 144 cases of hurtful behavior, and 39 mass anti-Semitic mailings. The report also states that, quote, open-air gatherings in particular were marked by disagreement with government actions to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, unquote. Conspiracy theories, such as of an alleged Jewish world conspiracy behind the virus, were repeatedly reported. Measures to contain the pandemic were responded to throughout the year, quote, with anti-Semitic conspiracy myths, unquote. Of a total of 58 gatherings with anti-Semitic content, it is reported that 42 had a connection to corona. However, according to the report, incidents of anti-Semitic violence fell by half compared to the previous year, and threats by one-sixth. However, the focus in these two categories had also shifted, most often affecting victims in their personal living environments, where most people retreated during the pandemic. A total of 47 incidents were documented in the personal living environment, the highest number in 6 years. To find out more about Rias, please follow the link to their website in English in our show notes. Mayor Müller is warning of the consequences of a curfew in Neukölln's Gropiusstadt neighborhood. He stated, quote, 50,000 people live in the large housing estate Gropiusstadt. No one has a garden, no one has a terrace. People in a confined space, no private contacts in the evening, and now you're not supposed to be able to go jogging either, unquote. Apparently, Müller fears consequences and therefore is pleading for a course, quote, with a sense of proportion, unquote, and a consideration of the experiences of 2020, especially since the infection incidence, quote, is greater indoors than outdoors. For the first time since mid-December, yesterday, Berlin's students in grades 7 to 9 returned to alternating classes, that is, being taught in divided learning groups alternately at school and with computers at home. The other grades began alternating classes after the Easter vacations ended. The high school graduating class, on the other hand, no longer have any lessons in Berlin and are only physically reporting to school for exams. To detect infections more quickly in schools, also as of yesterday, corona tests are now mandatory twice a week. Students will test themselves at school, and teachers will guide and supervise them. Because self-testing isn't the easiest thing to do on oneself, some schools in Berlin have decided to allow first and second graders and children with disabilities to be tested at home by their parents. There has been controversy for weeks about face-to-face and distance learning, mandatory testing, and the risk of infection for students and teachers. While parents' representatives sharply criticized the Berlin testing strategy, the School Principals Association welcomed the new regulation, and the Education and Science Union, or GEW, called for additional staff at schools for the tests. In general, the GEW, as well as the Federation of Philologists, has spoken out in favor of distance learning in light of the high infection numbers. Education Senator Sandra Sheerdes also defends school openings, pointing out that children suffer if they are required to study alone at home for long periods of time. Per RBB reporting, the particular psychological strain on children caused by the restrictions of the corona pandemic is also confirmed by psychologists. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.